Hey, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Katie.
You're listening to Nostalgia. You can't see us, but it's the podcast hosted by two very squiggly people.
Why are we so squiggly?
Kate, can you describe what you're looking at?
Looking at, I guess, three kids. I can't tell if this is kids or not. They look like they were made in MS Paint. And one of them is picking his nose, which...
You don't like when kids pick their nose, huh?
I
mean, who does? No one likes that.
I don't.
But you seem extra put off by it. Kate, have you ever seen... home movies?
I've seen my own home movies, but I have not seen this home movies. Mostly when I watch home movies, I want to destroy any tape from like between 1999 and 2006.
Those are your best years. What are you talking
those
about?
Those are not
those
my
are your
best
most
years.
Entertaining home movies. Well, Kate, these are not your home movies.
No.
This is a TV show called Home Movies. This was on Adult Swim. However, after our most recent Adult Swim, which was
disastrous,
the Brack Show, you just really, I've been getting the vibe that you're not enjoying the Adult Swim show. So
I'm not.
So I've rearranged the schedule a little bit here. Some behind the scenes info, peek behind the curtain, so to speak. I know you hate when I say that.
I don't want to peek behind anyone's curtain.
So there's one more show that like Cartoon Network was making specifically for Adult Swim, but this is the one that is not necessarily theirs. They acquired it from elsewhere. So it's going to have a different vibe to it than that kind of same energy we've been seeing with Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law, C-Lab 2021, and The Brack Show, and eventually Aqua Teen Hunger Force. So we're taking a little break from that style because, correct me if I'm wrong, but you have not seemed to be enjoying it.
I have not. I've not enjoyed it. I'm so glad you picked up on that. What gave you the hint? My crossed arms, my refusal to speak.
So this show, Home Movies, it was created by Brendan Small and Lauren Bouchard, L-O-R-E-N. Loren?
Oh.
It's a man's name. I don't know. That person, Bouchard, Mr. Bouchard, will later go on to create Bob's Burgers. Have you ever seen Bob's Burgers?
No.
Me neither. And I used to love animation so much as a little boy. I can't believe I haven't watched it. So maybe we'll, if we like this, it's a big if, maybe we'll watch Bob's Burgers. So this show was developed by Tom Snyder, who's the guy responsible for Squiggle Vision animation. Do you remember any of the Squiggle Vision we've seen
in
the past?
Yeah, I remember you made me watch that.
It was a show that was originally called Science Corp, but then they changed the name to Squiggle Vision. So the original version of the show, when it came on, had that same squiggly animation. Eventually, it's not going to. I think we're going to see one squiggly episode and one not. But Tom Snyder's a guy who co-created Dr. Katz, Professional Therapist, the original squiggly animation show, and then Science Corp, aka Squiggle Vision. In 1999, the channel UPN was trying to have some animated shows for adults. So they put on two shows in 1999, Dilbert, based on the comic, and Home Movies. Dilbert lasted two seasons and 30 episodes. Home Movies, they canceled after just five episodes. However, Kate, you may recall, in the year 2000, Cartoon Network was putting together Adult Swim, their adult-oriented nighttime animation block. They produced their own four series, which we just mentioned, plus Space Ghost Coast to Coast, which they had been making since 1994. But Mike Lazzo, the one-time programmer for TBS and Cartoon Network who created Space Ghost Coast to Coast and became the executive vice president of Cartoon Network.
Yep.
He was in charge of Adult Swim, or one of the people in charge in 2000 when it was starting. He saw an episode of Home Movies. He found out UPN had canceled it, and he's like, this is really good. This would be perfect for what we're doing. So Cartoon Network bought Home Movies, and they finished that first season that had only so far had five. So they finished up, they gave them money to finish a first season that still maintained the Squiggle Vision aesthetic. Then they made several more seasons after that. And all these are only going to be on Adult Swim now. They're no longer on UPN. UPN didn't want it. But they got rid of the Squiggle Vision starting in season two. The premise is this, Kate. An eight-year-old boy named Brendan, which is the name of one of the co-creators, so I assume it's somewhat autobiographical, likes to make home movies. Actually, likes to make movies using a home movie camcorder. It's like a creative little eight-year-old boy. That's the boy sitting on top of the TV in this picture I'm showing you here. The first season is largely improvised by the actors and then animated. As the seasons go on, it becomes a little more traditionally scripted with some improv, but they kind of moved away from that. They also kind of interestingly have multi-episode story arcs, like the little boy Brendan, the main character, he meets his estranged father. The father gets remarried, has a child. Like, there's kind of ongoing stories here, which is a little unusual for an animated show like this.
Fascinating.
So almost ironically here, because this show is about an eight-year-old boy, I think, having not seen this in years, but I feel like this is going to be the most mature, quote-unquote, of these Adult Swim, quote-unquote, mature shows, because the others have been so juvenile in their humor that, I don't know, this might be different. I'm hoping, for the love of God, that this is different and you enjoy it, maybe. We're going to watch a season one episode and a season three episode. All of them, though, are from after Cartoon Network got them. Sadly, that means we won't hear Paula Poundstone.
Drat.
Because I know you love Paula Poundstone.
I do love Paula Poundstone.
She was in the UPN episodes, but not in the new ones on Adult Swim. So I talked to you about Adult Swim, how much I really wanted to like it, but I just really didn't get it. This show is no exception. The other shows, when I would watch them, they were like so weird. I didn't get them. This one was like too earnest from my memory. I'm sure it's going to be weird now, but it just went over my head as a kid, this show. And I didn't like how Squiggle Vision looked. But I feel like I should have loved this. I literally was a kid who liked making movies with my family's camcorder. So I don't know. This should have been right up my alley, but it wasn't.
Just didn't land for you.
Didn't click. But
maybe it was too close to home.
Maybe as adults. Maybe. Okay. And the years, I always say this just for the historical record. It originally ran on UPN from April 26, 1999 to May 24, 1999 for 5 episodes. Cartoon Network aired the 6th episode as that first night of Adult Swim programming on September 2nd, 2001, continued on Adult Swim until April 24th, 2004. They made a total of 4 seasons and 52 episodes, 5 for UPN, 47 for Cartoon Network. We're going to watch Season 1, Episode 6, which was the episode that aired that first night of Adult Swim.
Wow.
Director's cut, first episode Cartoon Network made instead of UPN, and Season 3, Episode 1, Shore Leave.
Oh, look, but there he is. What will he say?
I'm a lonely German.
Okay, cut. Okay, first of all, guys, tremendous. Really, that was incredible. You know, that's great. I don't understand how you can do that. It's fantastic. What you do is great. I'm not sure that Kafka's Metamorphosis is the best idea for a rock opera.
That's his coach. He's got an alcohol problem that this 8-year-old boy is aware of.
It's fine. I just feel like the delivery on this is just very grown up, which I like the juxtaposition between like these kid bodies and these grown up voices.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've cut to the rock opera about Franz Kafka. This does look like something you would have made as a kid.
I wish.
Is he like just the only kid whose family will let him use the video camera?
It seems like it.
You know?
Right, because the other kids are coming to him with ideas. He doesn't love them. It's low key.
Yes. This is like a good, you know, when you had to like make a video for a video project and like everybody brought a bunch of stuff and you just hope that like you've all brought what you need in terms of like costumes and props. That's kind of what it's like. I would watch this rock opera about Franz Kafka.
That's really funny.
This does look like it was made in like Flash, right?
Yeah, it's very simple looking. Mm-hmm. And that's the trick with Squiggle Vision is that you can have a really lightly animated thing look kind of dynamic because they're squiggling.
Baby, what's happening?
It's Louis Louis. His movie about Louis Pasteur and Louis Braille. The music in the Kafka musical is like
kind of good. It's really good, yeah.
It's really funny.
I like the mom in this. She told her son he was coming unraveled. I have to say, the Franz Kafka rock opera music is, it's catchy.
What do you think so far compared to perhaps some of the other shows that aired that
fateful night? Years better. Years better.
You're still pretty quiet.
It's not
but
great,
that's okay.
But light years better.
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't have a ton to say, but it's weirdly slow because of the improv, but like pretty engaging. I don't know. It was interesting.
There's right. like some dead air with the improv, but I kind of like it.
Mm-hmm. It's very like slow paced.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah, I can't tell if I like the kid bodies with the adult voices coming out of them, but it's kind of compelling in a way.
Yeah, well, okay, let's try one more.
One more.
No more Squiggle Vision, less improv.
All right, walkie-talkie test. Let's see if these babies work. Can anybody hear me? Yes.
Yes.
Can anybody hear me? I repeat, hear me. Yes.
Yes.
Melissa, do you think Jason knows to take his thumb off the button so he can hear us? Whoops. Now can you hear me?
Can anybody hear me?
Yes, yes. Who said that?
Me.
Okay, who's that? Okay, can anybody hear me?
No. I mean, yes.
Okay, guys, we need to keep in touch this weekend, so we have to learn to use these things, all right? Whoops. Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yes. Whoops. Yes. Over.
Okay, I'm talking now. Can you guys hear me?
Is that you, Brenda?
No, it's Melissa.
How are you?
Fine. But I'm not Melissa.
Oh, who is this?
It's Brendan.
Oh, hey, Brendan. What's up? I was just asking about you about a second ago.
Who's talking right now?
I think it's Melissa.
No, I think it's Jason.
I think it's Brendan.
No, it's Melissa.
No, it's Jason.
Now it's Brendan.
Yes.
What?
Look, guys, we have to keep in touch this weekend because Melissa's at the Fairy Princesses and I'm staying at Fenton's. So leave the walkie-talkies on. Leave them on. Whoops. Can you guys hear me now?
We can hear you, Melissa.
Interesting subject matter. I'm curious to see how they handle this, right?
Cause... Yeah, Melissa's dad is concerned that she's spending too much time with her friends who are boys. He wants her to do some traditionally girly stuff, so he's in this girl club. I have a good feeling they're going to handle it well. I thought that the last one was actually a pretty mature meditation on jealousy and like creative differences.
This mom's energy is great. Melissa has joined the Fairy Princess Corporation, which appears to be some kind of like multi-level marketing situation where she has to now go like sell hair product and stuff.
What were the three adjectives they used to describe all the fairies? It was you joined because you're
pretty, little, and cute.
I bet you weren't expecting this, Melissa, to set off a bomb, an improvised bomb at the fairy headquarters, and for the boys to be fighting to the death, rolling down the stairs at the sleepover. It really took a turn.
Yeah, I didn't hate this. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I loved it.
Did those feel like they were forever?
Yes, they felt very long.
Look, it says they were 22 minutes each. Those each felt so long.
Very long.
Just the pacing is just so that second one, it had the slow pacing, but then all of a sudden a few exciting things happened at the end.
Yeah.
Did you prefer the squiggly version or not?
The squiggly version made me feel just a bit ill. Mm-hmm. I feel a little better with the non-squiggly version, but what about you?
I don't know if I had a preference, but they look so different to me that it's like shocking that
is it the same show?
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised they stopped doing it because it really makes it look very, very different. That first one looked so like old and weird in like not a bad way to my mind, but so different. So I don't know if I have a preference there, but would you say this is, how does this rank with the other Adult Swim shows?
Oh, much better than the other Adult Swim shows, but maybe still not objectively good. No, I think there's some goodness there where it's like, oh, what was it like to, you know, borrow your grandparents' video camera for the day and mm-hmm. like have to make a school project, mm-hmm. you know? And honestly, the Kafka rock opera stole the show. Like that I would watch again.
It
the
seems
Kafka
like
rock opera.
A lot of these probably hinge on whether or not there's a fun one of those in them. Like the second one didn't have on purpose. It didn't have a good movie being made. The whole point was it was bad. So that part wasn't as fun. Right. I think that can elevate these episodes.
I would believe that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun. It's so laid back and weird. Like I really enjoyed it though. I would be happy to watch more of these. How about you?
I probably won't watch more, but I would let you watch more.
Oh, thank you for letting me. But this is, I wasn't really interested in watching more, say, C-Lab 2021 or Brack Show. But yeah, I think this is one that I might be interested in seeing more of. Because
you'd be good with it?
It's very pleasant. It was a lot of fun. And to your point, they didn't handle the gender thing too badly in that one. I mean, there were issues with the whole thing about Fenton's mom. You guys will just have to watch for yourself to see what we're talking about. That was a bit problematic. But the fairy princess thing turned out to be just awful on purpose. That was neat. I like a takedown of multi-level marketing. Always a fan when they do that on TV. All right. Thanks for watching, Kate. It means that next time we're going to have to check out Aqua Teen Hunger Force, a return to the more standard Adult Swim fare.
No.
So we'll get our armor on and check it out. But there's home movies. See you guys next week.
Get ready for Monday Night Anime, featuring the Not Ready for Bedtime players. Brendan.
Don't take the jacket off, because you're starting to sweat through it. You're just going to look like Sweat Man.
Oh, my God.
Jason.
People hate me.
And Coach McGurk.
I got that tattooed on my chest. I'm an idiot. Don't live like me.
And featuring musical guest.
Hey, Yo-Yo Mop.
I'm sorry.
Play Freebird.
It's the sleeper hit of the spring. Home Movies premieres April 26th on UPN.